Good afternoon. My name is Mrs. Henry, and I'm a fourth grade teacher at Susie Reyes Marmon Elementary School in Albuquerque, New Mexico. And I'm sitting here with 21 of some great students here. They're fourth graders, and I want them all to say hello.
Hello.
Great. Hello. Also, we have some great visitors here from one of our students, Dominic. He's bringing his family, and we have a wonderful veteran who we're going to be interviewing for today. And I'd like this veteran to please state their name.
My name is Leonard Bernal, Sr.
Thank you, Mr. Bernal. And who have you brought with you today?
I brought my son, Leonard Jr., and my lovely wife, Rebecca Bernal.
And we are so glad to have you guys come visit our classroom.
Thank you.
All right. So let's go ahead and start with our interview. We're going to go with our very first question.
Hi, my name is Dominic. I am 10 years old, and where did you serve during the war?
Well, during the war, I was a veteran during the Vietnam era war. That was a big war we had in our country. I didn't serve overseas. I didn't see any fighting, anything like that, like other veterans have. My time was here just in the United States. I never went out anywhere to fight. That answers the question.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Go ahead.
Hello. My name is Alex. I am 9 years old. When did you enlist in the military?
I enlisted right out of high school, which was in 1972. Right as soon as I came out of high school, I went straight into the military.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hello, my name is Kira, and I am 10 years old, and I have a question for you. Was this your own choice to be in the military, or was it required, and why didn't or did you pick this choice?
I picked this choice because, first of all, that was my dream to be in the military, to make it a career, okay? I volunteered. I was not drafted the way many young guys were at my age at that time. I volunteered because, like I said, I wanted to make it a career, and I wanted to be in the United States Army. I was not drafted. I volunteered. And I wanted the Army. That answers your question.
Thank you.
I'm going to interject a little bit here. Can you tell us what drafted means?
Okay, drafted means in our country, when there's a big war going on and they need people to go and protect us, the government will take men that are 18 years of age. It's called a draft. They will be picked randomly, different people from all walks of life, from every nationality, they will be taken in to fight and protect our country. That's what the draft means. A volunteer means that men that want to go and they want to do it because they want to do it. That's the difference.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hi, my name is Alex. I'm 9 years old, and my question is, what was the most dangerous thing you have done?
The most dangerous thing? Now, are you asking me in the military or just overall?
In the military.
In the military? I think the most dangerous thing that I can remember was when we were in a foxhole, and these are holes that we would dig out, and we'd jump in there to protect ourselves, you know, from shooting. The most dangerous thing that I can remember was taking a hand grenade in my hand, pulling the pin out, and tossing it, hoping that it, because they're kind of heavy. They weigh like about 2.5 pounds each. They're a lot heavier than throwing a baseball. Throwing one of those was pretty scary because you don't know if you've thrown it far enough to where when it explodes, you don't get pieces of it hitting you or hitting other men. So that's the most dangerous thing that I remember.
This way, he's last.
Hello, my name is Rochelle. I'm 9 years old, and my question is, if you deployed overseas, how did you tell your loved ones you were being deployed?
Okay. Again, I was not deployed overseas. My time was here in the United States. I was in Fort Polk, Louisiana. And I was not deployed overseas, so they were aware of where I was all the time.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hello, my name is Olivia and I'm 9 years old. My question is, what are some fun things you and your friends did together while you were deployed?
Okay. some of the fun things that I used to do was at night when everybody went to bed. I'm like, what was your name again?
Olivia.
Olivia.
I'm like Olivia. I like to joke around. I can tell she does too. But my favorite thing to have fun during the time when we go to bed, a lot of the guys would automatically fall asleep right away. As soon as they hit their bunks, they'd be asleep. We had a thing called fire guard. That meant that every person was to get up for 2 hours a night with their rifle, all their gear and everything, and walk the perimeter of the camp, making sure that nobody was smoking, that nobody was up, that nobody was out doing dumb things. Well, I used to like to, the guys that were sound asleep, I'd try to wake them up. And if they wouldn't budge or nothing, I said, okay, these guys are dead asleep. So I'd go back to my bunk and I'd get a thread and needle and I would sew their t-shirt to their blankets.
Oh my God.
So that way in the morning when they called us to reveille, which meant everybody going outside and standing attention, these guys would be dragging their blankets with them, and everybody would start laughing because they're dragging their blankets, you know, and they'd have to tear them off, and then once they get in the line, well, they'd have their t-shirts all torn, and they'd get in trouble for that, so that's what I used to do.
Well, now we have that on record. Oh, my gosh.
Who did it?
Who did it?
Huh? Hi, my name is Gary, and I'm 9 years old, and my question is, what are the things you remember most about your deployment?
I'm sorry?
What are the things you remember most about your deployment?
Okay, again, I was not deployed, you know, anywhere overseas or anything, but the best thing that I remember, and we could probably consider this deployment, is when I enlisted or volunteered, they stand you in a line and they give you a physical test, okay? And the funniest thing that I remember from that was a lot of guys did not want to go in. They just didn't want to go in. They didn't even volunteer or draft it. They did not want to go fight. The funniest thing that I saw there one time was this one guy was claiming that he was colorblind. So colorblind means all the colors you see, they're not the correct colors. When you see them, and you think that red is green or green is red or yellow is some purple or something. Well, some guy told him, if you say, when they put the colors up there, if you say the wrong color, they won't take you. So he got in his mind, okay, when they show me the colors, I'm going to say them all wrong. That way they don't take me. So once he did that, the sergeant looked at him. He says, man, you are really, really colorblind. There's no way we can take you. So he tells him, go stand behind that line over there. And there was two lines. One was a red one and one was a green one. So he walked over there and he looked at the sergeant and goes, which one, the red one or the green one? So he was lying. He wasn't colorblind because he was able to pick, you know, he could tell the difference between red and green. So sergeant says, come here, boy, you're going in. So he wound up going into the military.
Mm-hmm. All righty. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Selena and I'm 9 years old. My question is, can you describe how you felt coming home from your deployment?
I felt great. I felt great. I went in the military weighing 125 pounds, skinny little thing. I came out weighing about 190 pounds, which was a big bunch of pounds that I gained, and it was all muscle. Matter of fact, when I got off the plane, my wife was standing there looking at the guys coming off the plane. She was looking and looking for me, and she was expecting to see a skinny little guy, and I walked right past her, and then I tapped her on the shoulder, and I says, can I help you find somebody? And she turned around and she goes,
oh my God.
She didn't know it was me. Because
when he left, he had a bunch of hair. Beautiful. I loved his hair. When he came back, he was bald. They cut his hair off. Oh.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hello, my name is Imani, and I'm 10 years old. My question is, was there anything or anyone that helped you during your transition from military to civilian life?
Civilian life.
Yeah.
Was there anyone, give me that one more time, please.
Was there anyone or anything that helped you during your transition from military to civilian? Civilian life.
Actually, my family did help me a lot coming back. Again, I really didn't need much transition to do because, again, I didn't see any fighting like most men have in the military. I didn't see any fighting at all. So it was pretty easy for me to come back. Basically, I was almost like a civilian in the military.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Joshua?
Hi, my name is Joshua, and I am 9 years old. And my question for you is, do you know why the nations started attacking each other?
When the war started in Vietnam.
Are you asking about the Vietnam War?
No, like the beginning of World War One.
I think any war you're talking about, the war that he was involved with?
Yeah. Yes.
You're asking me if I know why?
Yes.
Why they started? Well, it's kind of hard to answer that question because everybody has a different opinion as to why wars start. I myself, a lot of the government, we fight for power. You know, the United States is a very powerful country. There are other countries that think they are more powerful. There's a number of reasons why a war could start. I don't know. I can't say for sure the one reason or reasons that wars do start. That's pretty much how I feel about it. You know, I really couldn't answer that question for you, you know, correctly, I guess.
Okay, but thank you for your suggestion.
Thank you.
All right. Okay, if you don't mind, Cash, can you ask one more question here that someone's not here to answer? Or ask, I'm sorry. Can you read that one? It's Osias.
Okay.
Say hi, my name is.
Hi, my name is Cash. What?
Really loud, please.
Hi, my name is Cash, and my question is, what were your first few months out of the service like?
My first few months out of the service was great because I got to be with my family again, whom I love very much.
Mm-hmm.
I started working right out of the service. I began working with electrical, which is what I do now.
Mm-hmm.
So it was awesome to be back home with family.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Gabriella?
One more.
This will be our last question.
No problem.
Okay.
Hi, my name is Gabrielle, and I'm 9 years old. My question is, did you like being a veteran? Why or why not?
Do I like being a veteran? Why or why not? Well, I guess being a veteran only shows that that I care for my country and that I had chose to make it a career. However, I couldn't make it a career. I only went through basic training. I never went the full term that I had signed up for, which was 4 years. I went almost the full 3 months through basic, and I got very sick. So they had to pretty much boot me out of the military because I would not have been a good member to be in the military because of my sickness. But other than that, I honor veterans with my whole heart because they are out there, you know, protecting our freedom for everything that we have in this, you know, these great United States.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
you had something to show us,
well,
I believe.
My wife brought this, wanted me to bring these. And you can pass that around if you want. That's me when I first went into the military.
He was not 18 years old.
How old are you there?
I was 18 years old right there.
18.
And I was fresh out of high school.
He graduated June the 1st, and you entered on the 22nd.
Yeah. Oh, gosh.
Great.
And then this is what's called an honorable discharge. This is what all veterans get when they are discharged from the military. And saying that you served in the military, and every branch of the military gets one of these, just to show that you were faithful in serving your country.
Awesome. What branch you served for?
And I served for the United States Army.
Good old Army. I am not sure, but what is the song that the Army soldiers sing?
God, I wouldn't even remember anymore.
Really? Okay, I know the Marine Corps hymn, but I didn't know if the Army had a song.
And I'm sure every branch has one.
Yep.
Yeah. And that's another thing. Yeah, I had two brothers and a brother-in-law. My youngest brother, or 2 years older than I am, he was stationed in Germany. He didn't see any fighting either, but he was still pretty close to it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have a brother-in-law and my oldest brother that fought in Vietnam.
Wow.
And they got to see a lot of war, a lot of people being killed and bombings and stuff like that.
Hmm.
Actually, my Uncle Bobby was a medic, huh?
Yeah.
He was a medic.
And my wife's brother, he was a medic in the
U.S. Navy.
In the U.S. Navy. He used to go on the ship.
Wow. Well, this was amazing. Thank you so much for your time, your service. What do you think, guys? Should we say thank you?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. So I'm going to go ahead and end this wonderful interview, and everybody say
bye.
Bye.
Have a great day.
Bye.
Bye.
Done. Okay. Are you sure you're finished recording? Yes, I'm sure.